Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina from Family First.
Hi, Dina.
Hi. So we actually got the authorization in last night.
Okay.
Okay, and it is dated for the 1st. So
Okay.
I sent you an email. The email includes some payroll information, just general information that you'll be able to refer back to if you have any questions. And it also includes the timesheet link. So my suggestion to you is to fill out the link before 3 p.m. today, as early as you can, so that you can still get paid this Friday for the dates you worked from the 1st.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I also included your coordinator's information. She'll take over from this point on. Her name is Valeria, and she'll reach out to you today to teach you how to clock in and out, which will begin tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Now,
Sounds good.
yes. Now, Kim is approved for 35 hours a week. Do you want to work every day of the week?
Oh, I thought it was, they told me 40.
They told you 40? Oh, gosh. Let me double check. It's 35.
Okay, yeah, because she, that was what the coordinator had told me in Keystone.
I'll tell you what, the coordinator, it goes first through the coordinator and then through a different team called the utilization management team. So sometimes what they put in doesn't get approved. And in that case,
Oh.
if you do want to get those extra 5 hours, appeal the hours, but you would need to contact the service coordinator immediately for that.
Okay.
Right,
Okay.
but let's start with what we have for now.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it's 5 hours a day unless you want to change that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. 5 hours a
Okay.
day.
All right. At what time are you usually able to clock in?
First thing in the morning, around 9.
Okay. Okay, no problem. So if you do have any permanent changes to the schedule, you'll just let your coordinator know. If you're running a couple minutes late, that's okay, or a couple minutes early.
Okay.
It usually rounds to the 15 minutes. So I suggest that if you're clocking in late, then you clock out 5 minutes late too. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you should be good to go, and you can wait for a call from Valeria. I'll tell her to reach out to you soon. And
So is she going to send me the link that you were talking about for the
so
timesheet?
I sent you the timesheet link. All she's going to do is teach you how to clock in and out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so fill out the link as soon as you can. It does include, you do need to have your patient's Medicaid ID number. Do you have that number, or do you want me to send that to you?
You can send it to me. I was going to say I can get it from my mom, but you can send it to me.
Okay, I'm going to send another email with that information. It's pretty straightforward. It's an online link, so when you click submit on the bottom, it'll go straight to our system so we can process it. And you'll just keep clicking add shift until you get all your shifts in from the 1st.
Okay.
All
So
right.
this week coming Friday, it'll be the pay from last week.
It'll be the pay. Let me look at the calendar. Yeah. It'll be the pay from last week. Every week you get paid for the previous week.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, then. You have a good one, and you can look out for my emails.
Okay. Thanks,
All
Dina.
right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.